आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू लॉन्च मल्टीपल डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स इन बिहार एंड वेस्ट बंगाल टुडे। इंडिया सक्सेसफुली टेस्ट फायर्स न्यूक्लियर केपेबल शॉर्ट रेंज बैलिस्टिक मिसाइल्स पृथ्वी 2 एंड अग्नि 1 फ्रॉम चांदीपुर ऑफ ओडिशा कोस्ट। इंडियन नेवी टू कमीशन इट्स फर्स्ट इंडिजिनस डाइविंग सपोर्ट वेसल INS निस्तार इन विशाखापट्टनम टुडे। US designates LET proxy the resistant front responsible for Pahalgam attack as terrorist organization. At least 63 people killed and 290 injured in rain-related incidents in Punjab province of Pakistan. And in wrestling, Sujit Kalkal wins gold medal at Poyak Imre and Varga Janos Memorial Ranking Series in Hungary. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar today. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 7,200 crore rupees at Motihari in East Champaran district. The development projects are related to rail, road, rural development, fisheries, electronics and information technology sectors. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today inaugurate, lay foundation stones and launch several projects and programs that will accelerate development in various sectors in Bihar, including railways, roads, socio-economic growth, IT and fisheries. The Prime Minister will launch the state-of-the-art and affordable Amrit Bharat Express train service, which will run daily between Rajendra Nagar, Patna and New Delhi. He will also flag off other Amrit Bharat Express trains connecting major cities of Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal, including Darbhanga to Gomti Nagar, Lucknow, Malda Town to Gomti Nagar and Bapu Dham Motihari to Anand Vihar Terminal. The Prime Minister will inaugurate newly constructed software technology parks in Darbhanga and Patna. These parks will play a significant role in promoting services and exports related to information technology, electronic design, manufacturing, startup and other IT sectors. Reinforcing the commitment to women-led development, the Prime Minister will also provide financial assistance of over 400 crore rupees to more than 61,000 self-help groups under the Deen Dayal Antyodaya National Rural Livelihood Mission. Under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen, Mr. Modi will facilitate Grih Pravesh ceremonies for more than 12,000 beneficiaries and disburse over 160 crore rupees through Direct Benefit Transfer (DBT) to more than 40,000 beneficiaries. With Dharmendra Kumar's report from Motihari, this is Ashish P. Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees at Durgapur in West Bengal this afternoon. A report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone for Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited City Gas Distribution Project in Bakura and Purulia district of West Bengal today. He will also dedicate to the nation retrofitting pollution control system, flue gas desulfurization of Durgapur Steel Thermal Power Station and Raghunathpur Thermal Power Station of Damodar Valley Corporation. He will also dedicate to the nation the doubling of Purulia Kotshila rail line of lane 36 kilometer in Purulia. It will improve rail connectivity between industries from Jamshedpur, Bokaro and Dhanbad with Rachi and Kolkata and efficient movement of goods train. Prime Minister will inaugurate two road overbridges constructed under Chetu Bhartam program at Topshia and Pandaveshwar in Paschim Bardhwan. With Abhirup Bhattacharji from Durgapur, this is Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
India has successfully test-fired nuclear-capable short-range ballistic missiles Prithvi 2 and Agni 1 from an integrated test range in Chandipur off the Odisha coast, demonstrating its strategic deterrence capability. Defence Ministry said the test-firing of the missiles conducted by the Elite Strategic Forces Command validated all operational and technical parameters. More from our correspondent.
The Prithvi 2 missile has a range of around 350 kilometers and it is capable of carrying a payload of up to 500 kilograms. It can carry both conventional as well as nuclear warheads. The Agni 1 missile has a range of 700 to 900 kilometers and it can carry a payload of 1000 kilograms. Both Prithvi 2 and Agni 1 missiles have been an integral part of India's nuclear deterrence. Earlier on Wednesday, India successfully test-fired indigenously developed Akash Prime missile in Ladakh that has been customized to operate at an altitude above 4,500 meters. On test firing of Akash missile, the ministry said it carries added significance as it follows the exceptional performance of India's indigenously developed air defense systems during Operation Sindoor. Akash Prime is an upgraded variant of the Akash weapon system built for the Indian Army. The test firing of the missile in Ladakh assumed significance as it is close to the line of actual control LAC. It said the weapon system is customized to operate in altitude above 4,500 meters and has latest upgrades including indigenously developed radio frequency seeker. Defense Ministry said based on the operational feedback from users, various upgrades are made to improve the operational effectiveness, demonstrating the advantage of the ecosystem created for the indigenous weapon system. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh complimented the Indian Army, Defense Research and Development Organization DRDO and the industry on this remarkable achievement. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Indian Navy will commission its first indigenous diving support vessel, INS Nistar, at Vishakhapatnam today. More from our correspondent.
Designed and built indigenously by Hindustan Shipyard Limited at Vishakhapatnam, Nistar represents a major step forward in India's pursuit of Atmanirbharta in defense manufacturing. With contributions from 120 MSMEs and more than 80% indigenous content, the vessel stands as a testament to India's capability to construct technologically advanced platforms that meets global standards. Displacing more than 10,500 tons, the vessel is nearly 120 meters long and 20 meters wide. Its primary roles include deep sea diving operations and rescue missions for distressed submarines. The ship features an advanced diving complex spread across multiple decks and is outfitted with cutting-edge systems to support saturation diving missions. Enhancing its underwater operational capabilities, Nistar is equipped with remotely operated vehicles and functions as a mothership for the deep submergence rescue vehicle. The commissioning of Nistar underscores India's continued progress in indigenizing its defense sector. Sanyukta Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In news just in, the Enforcement Directorate is conducting a raid in Raipur today at the premise of Chaitanya Baghel, son of former Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel, in connection with liquor scam. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has said the government is working with a holistic approach to provide preventive, promotive and curative health care for a healthier India. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said the government has built 1.77 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, which are the first contact of any person with a health institution. He informed that these are not only functioning in cities, but also extended to remote areas of the country. He added that all these Ayushman Arogya Mandirs are also equipped with teleconsultancy facilities.
हम लोगों ने तय किया है कि हर व्यक्ति का 30 साल की उम्र में उसका डेंटल चेकअप, मेंटल चेकअप, लेडीज का सर्विक्स कैंसर, ब्रेस्ट कैंसर, जेंट्स का ओरल कैंसर और इसके साथ साथ डायबिटीज, ब्लड शुगर, ये सब चीजों का चेकअप होगा. तो इस तरीके से हम लोगों ने 1,77,000 प्रिवेंटिव पार्ट में हेल्थ केयर सिस्टम्स को खड़ा किया.
In Jammu and Kashmir, Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra resumed today after it was temporarily halted due to bad weather conditions in most areas in both Kashmir and Jammu divisions yesterday. Official sources confirmed that in view of improvement in weather conditions, the authorities allowed 17th batch of Yatris to move from Bhagwati Nagar Jammu base camp early this morning towards Kashmir region. U.S. State Department has designated the Resistance Front, TRF, group behind the April 22 Pahalgam terror attack as a terrorist organization. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Trump administration has declared the TRF as a foreign terrorist organization and a specially designated global terrorist. TRF, a Lashkar-e-Taiba, LET front and proxy, claimed responsibility for the April 22 Pahalgam terror attack, which killed 26 civilians. Earlier on Tuesday, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar stressed the importance of taking an uncompromising stance against terrorism. Speaking at the SCO Foreign Ministers' meeting in Tianjin, China, he highlighted three evils: terrorism, separatism, and extremism.
The three evils that SCO was founded to combat: terrorism, separatism, and extremism. Not surprisingly, they often occur together. Recently, we in India witnessed a graphic example in the terrorist attack in Pahalgam on 22nd April 2025. It was deliberately conducted to undermine the tourism economy of Jammu and Kashmir while sowing a religious divide.
In Pakistan, at least 63 people have been killed and 290 injured in rain-related incidents in Punjab province during the past 48 hours. According to the National Disaster Management Authority, most of the victims were crushed by collapsing buildings, while the rest either drowned or were electrocuted. Authorities in Rawalpindi have asked those living near a swelling river to evacuate. The floods have closed several expressways throughout Punjab and have either cancelled or delayed dozens of flights. Punjab's Chief Minister Maryam Nawaz said an emergency had been declared in a number of areas. And now, news from the world of sports.
In wrestling, India's Sujit Kalkal claimed the gold medal in the 65kg men's freestyle category at the prestigious Poliak, Imre and Varga Janos Memorial Tournament taking place in Budapest, Hungary. In the final bout, Sujit outclassed Azerbaijan's four-time European medalist Ali Rahimzadeh with a convincing 5-1 victory. India also secured a podium finish in the 57kg men's freestyle division, where Rahul earned a bronze medal by defeating Germany's Nicolas Teschel 4-0. In cricket, India's assistant coach Ryan Ten Doshate has hinted that pace spearhead Jasprit Bumrah is likely to feature in the fourth test at Manchester. Speaking at a press conference, Ten Doshate said a final decision will be taken closer to the match.
No, we'll make that call in Manchester still. We know we've got him for one of the last two tests. I think it's pretty obvious the series on the line now in Manchester, so there will be a leaning towards playing him. But again, we've got to look at all the factors, how many days of cricket are we going to get up there.
On Arshdeep Singh, who is nursing a suspected hand injury, Ten Doshate said the extent of the issue remains unclear. Left-arm pacer was hit by a ball during the training session. India also faces uncertainty over the fitness of vice-captain Rishabh Pant, who injured a finger on his left hand while keeping wickets in the previous test. Manik Sharma, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Rajasthan and South Interior Karnataka today. The Met Department also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, West Madhya Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. Similar conditions are expected over Northeast India, including Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, East Madhya Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Meanwhile, rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, gusty winds and lightning are expected to prevail over Northwest, West, Northeast, East, Central and Southern Peninsular India over the next 7 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Anuja. India dismisses NATO threat, says will continue to buy oil from Russia, states Financial Express. In this year's Swachh Sarvekshan Awards, Ahmedabad named cleanest city, as Indore elevated to new Swachh League. Bhopal, Lucknow, Raipur and Jabalpur were the next best among all cities with population of over a million, writes Hindustan Times. UPSC opens window for those who don't make final civil services cut, post details for private jobs, reports the Indian Express. Quoting the US Embassy's warning, the Times of India cites breaking law could get visa scrapped. A headline in the Pioneer says, pilot's body dismiss rumours of fuel cutoff by AI-171 captain. And finally, the Economic Times writes about Indian artwork gaining traction with the reflection of local culture and craftsmanship. The headline says, Kara bracelets to auto rickshaw bags, India resort on global luxe runway. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple development projects in Bihar and West Bengal today. India successfully test-fires nuclear-capable short-range ballistic missiles Prithvi 2 and Agni 1 from Chandipur off Odisha coast. Indian Navy to commission its first indigenous diving support vessel, INS Nistar, in Vishakhapatnam today. US designates LET Proxy, the resistance front responsible for Pehelgam attack, as terrorist organization. At least 63 people killed and 290 injured in rain-related incidents in Punjab province of Pakistan. And in wrestling, Sujit Kalkal wins gold medal at Poyak Imre and Varga Janos Memorial Ranking Series in Hungary. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.